Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Weifeng Zhang of the Mercatus Center is here to guide us through competing remarks by the Chinese Communist Party and aggressive decisions by the Chinese Communist Party over many years, and the South China Sea, for example. And now the surprise in a recovery, in a worldwide recovery from a COVID epidemic yet unsolved, China is announcing rolling blackouts. First, I heard about this for small and medium manufacturers in the biggest provinces, Guangzhou, for example, that export to the world. And now the story has moved towards Northeast China and residential blackouts or rolling blackouts, sometimes called the new normal. Weifeng, this is mysterious. We are in recovery. There is demand for Chinese goods. Certainly the question of growth is fundamental to the Chinese Communist Party maintaining the obedience of the Chinese people, the exchange of prosperity for obedience. So these rolling blackouts, in part related to the 98.6% plunge of imports of coals from Australia, not made up by India coal, not made up by South Korea coal. Are these matters related? Are the Chinese people saying, why are you making war, rhetorical war on Australia, when we can't light our homes?
That's certainly related. And that's why I think thinking about the big picture of decoupling would really help us understand the economic problems in China, because they're really closely related. And the reason we saw the impressive economic growth in China for the last 20 years, the particular economic model of growth in China was very wasteful. It burns a lot of energy without generating as much economic growth, and producing a lot of pollution, leading to a lot of pollution. And another aspect of this expansive growth model was that if you look at the Evergrande, for example, the property, a real estate company that's in trouble now in the news, that represents also the real estate sector in China that's growing in a way that's heavily indebted. And so the entire Chinese economy is growing in a very aggressive way in the past 20 years. And the reason they were able to do that was because the international environment has been very friendly toward China. So there's a lot of romance between China and the rest of the world, including in the United States until recently. And so now that we are talking about decoupling, or at least a certain degree of it, it means that the condition that would that has supported the growth model of China would no longer be valid. And so the Chinese government clearly has the incentive to make adjustments so that because the environment is not going to be that friendly, you would have to curb the debt level in the economy. You would have to make the economy less reliant on this kind of energies that would not be available once you have a trade war with Australia, for example, right? So if you have this economic coercion going on with Australia, then you're not going to have that resources to sustain the old growth model. This is, I think, what's really happening. And this is all deliberately manufactured by the policymakers in Beijing, because they're willingly doing this. So which says just as much about how willing they are to decouple from the U.S. Because they're willing to suffer all these economic problems.
The puzzle, though, is that these are residential blackouts as well as industrial blackouts. And I wonder how that translates into support for all of these aggressive moves. We're looking always at the People's Congress meeting in November of, I believe, about November of 2022, a critical matter for this, the way forward for Xi Jinping. As we both know, he wants a third term. So rolling blackouts guarantee if you're in Connecticut, you're not going to be a popular governor. I can't believe that China's any different than that. If I lost power right now, we're not talking. And that means no prosperity whatsoever. So how is this going to translate? Not in the Global Times, but in the WeChat.
Right. I think that's a valid argument, and I certainly agree with you, and I believe many Chinese people see that too.
We have 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, but I think another way to look at this is, though, that by the time Xi Jinping is up for the third term, he could make a convincing argument that given things are so messy between China and the rest of the world, he's the only guy who could fix it. And maybe that's what he was going for.
The only guy who can fix a rolling blackout when last night there was no electricity for WeChat, for the television, and for lights at all in northeast China, very populated part of the globe. Weifeng Zhang, Mercatus Center, commenting on AUKUS, Huawei, and lights out. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy, hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.